From smaller apartments to smaller cities, Brookhaven, a North Atlanta neighborhood, is now an incorporated city, and it'll soon have to assemble its own government. We're going to hear about Sandy Springs, the city in the Atlanta suburbs that set the trend when it started to be incorporated in 2005. Sandy Springs city employees are it's a small list. There's a financial director, a city and court clerk, and some office workers. Everyone else is outsourced, from planning and zoning officials to transport and park authorities. Instead of a government, it's a self-sufficient business, and it's inspired other places in Georgia to experiment with the City Inc. model. And join us now, the city manager of Sandy Springs, John McDonough. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
So, a better model, do you think?
I think it's definitely a better model. It was it's one founded on providing responsive, efficient government with a focus on customer service.
And yet, if the past few years have taught us nothing, it's that we can't always rely on corporations and banks to regulate themselves.
That's right. And business has had to become more efficient, and government has as well, in order to compete in a global economy. And, you know, government has got to do this as well if we're going to compete for jobs and for population.
Is it cheaper to run this way? I have to assume it is, and that's why Sandy Springs does it.
We find it to be very efficient. It's worked well for us based on the original studies that were done. You know, the cost estimates were about $20 million more than what we found we were able to do it with the Sandy Springs outsourcing model.
I wonder, you know, we just spoke with Dennis Kucinich, the congressman from Ohio, just about in the past 20 minutes or so. And he was actually talking about the postal service there. But I wonder if what he was saying could actually also apply to Sandy Springs. Take a listen.
Maybe we've reached a point where government's just an auction and everything goes to the highest bidder under Citizens United.
Do you think that's fair to use that to describe your city?
No, I don't think it's completely accurate. Sandy Springs model is based on competition and in a new way of doing business based on best business practices, and it's worked very well for us. And you know, the key ingredients in making this successful, number one, are the political will to interject competition into service provision.
To what extent, though, could this work in a large... I mean, I can't imagine that working as efficiently in a huge city like Los Angeles or New York.
I think the principles are the same, whether it's a small, mid-size, or large government. Obviously, there's a lot of excesses in government today, and you know, smaller, leaner government that's able to provide what the citizens want, which is a basic level of service, can be done very efficiently under the public-private partnership model.
Do your kids go to private school?
My kids go to public school.
Would you want them to a business running the schools?
If they could provide high-quality education to my children at an equal or better cost than what we're paying as a taxpayer today, I would absolutely consider that.
And if you don't have the tax base to be able to support the outsourcing?
I would say that virtually every community has a tax base to support outsourcing. It's a matter of principles and right-sizing, and you know, we look at outsourcing as a tool to provide quality services, and it's worked very well in Sandy Springs and in the metro area.
That's John McDonough. He's the city manager of Sandy Springs, Georgia. Thanks so much for joining us, John.
Thank you.
The City Inc. model from Sandy Springs.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.